morning. Welcome to Sid's Sports Session. We're live from Nashville, Tennessee. We'll be discussing the NBA All-Star Weekend in Chicago. Welcome to Sid's Sports Session, sponsored by Anchor and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Live from the Chi-Town will be All-Star 2020 weekend. February 14th through the 16th. You can watch it live on TNT. This is going to be a really, really, really great game. You have Team LeBron going against Team Giannis. Their captain's been having a really great season in LeBron James, averaging 25 points, 10 assists, and 7 rebounds. He's actually the assist leader in the NBA. And the starters, his lineup for the All-Star weekend would be, of course, Anthony Davis, James Harden, Kawhi Leonard, Luka Doncic, and himself, LeBron, as the starters, with the reserves being Chris Paul, Damian Lillard, Jokic, Ben Simmons, Sabonis, and Jason Tatum, and then also Russell Westbrook. And they have a really great lineup. I really see them winning this game in a nice fashion. And then you have Team Giannis with Joel Embiid, Siakam for the Raptors, and then you have Kemba Walker for Boston, Trae Young for ATL, and Bam Adebayo for Miami, Brandon Ingram, first-time All-Star for the Pelicans, Jimmy Butler, Rudy Gobert, Donovan Mitchell, and Kyle Lowry once again as an All-Star, and Chris Middleton is once again an All-Star for the Bucks. And for NBA Saturday, the All-Star Saturday Night Skills Challenge will have Derrick Rose, Jason Tatum, Chris Middleton, Sabonis, Siakam, and a few others, Patrick Beverley, and if I missed a few names, I'm sorry, but we'll also have the three-point contest, which is always a fan favorite. You have Davis, Bertans for Washington, Devontae Graham for Charlotte, Joe Harris for Brooklyn, Buddy Hield for Sacramento, Zach LaVine once again for Chicago, Damian Lillard for Portland, Duncan Robinson for Miami, and Trae Young for Atlanta. I'm not sure who I see winning this competition, but if I had to put my money on anyone, I would go with Trae Young. He has a pretty good percentage from the three. And then we also have the slam dunk contest, which I think will be very exciting. We have Pat for Milwaukee, and then we have Aaron Gordon once again for Orlando, and a fan favorite, Dwight Howard for the Lakers, and then Derrick Jones Jr. for Miami. I actually think Dwight Howard will pretty much dominate this. He's a 2 or 3-time slam dunk contest champion, if I'm not mistaken. But all in all, I think Saturday night is one of the best nights of All-Star Weekend, even though the game's always played on Sunday. I think this is the game where everybody comes in fashion, wearing their, you know, nice stuff and stunting all night. So I think it'll be a great weekend, and I'm looking forward to it. I wish I could be in the Chi-Town for this All-Star 2020. And in the NBA, on February 10th, in a slate of games, the Charlotte Hornets beat the Detroit Pistons 87-76. The Brooklyn Nets beat the Indiana Pacers 106-105. The ATL Hawks lost to the Orlando Magic 135-126. The Raptors beat the Timberwolves 137-126. The Milwaukee Bucks beat the Sacramento Kings. The Utah Jazz beat Dallas 123-119. Denver beat the Spurs. Golden State lost to Miami 113-101 out in San Fran, with Iguodala coming back home to play against the Warriors. for one of his first games with Miami, and then also the Los Angeles Lakers dominated the Suns 125-100. All in all, a great week in the NBA leading up to All-Star Weekend, which will end the week on a bang. Let's have some fun with All-Star Weekend in the Chi, and I hope everybody is safe and it's a great time. And now for the NFL news. This is a time in the season when we don't have as much to go over other than people getting moved and shuffled around to different teams and coaches getting shuffled around and hired and fired. And the draft is in preparations. And Philip Rivers is actually possibly on the move from the used to be San Diego Chargers, now Los Angeles Chargers. And also, Tom Brady may be on the move. So we're seeing a lot of legends and a lot of exciting players on the move this offseason, and I look forward to seeing how the next few weeks shape up going into the draft in a month or two. And we have the XFL popping off in a huge bang. So I'm excited about seeing a little bit more football and having a lot more football to cover here on Sid Sports Sessions.